your only really, really long road trip of the fall. Going out of Texas, it's a long road trip, but it was a very successful weekend.
Yeah, I thought there was some great volleyball played. We ended up playing with two different offenses, and both offenses I thought ran really well overall. Of course, we did win that first match, or lost the second match of the whole weekend, but I thought there was still some great volleyball that was there. It was against Blunn, a nationally ranked team, and they did give us some options to win, but in the end, we just didn't pull out the win on that one.
You did kind of move a player or two on some different positions this weekend, didn't
you? Yes, yep. So we did move Jordan Duzanac. Kind of had been nonchalantly kind of putting her over on the right side just because we need a little bit more power over there. We did have a freshman. We don't have like a true right side, so we do have a freshman playing over there. She also is still a really great option if we need her. But put Jordan Duzanac, sophomore, over on the right side, and she played really well over there.
Sometimes you got to move some pieces around every now and then, don't you?
Yep. And sometimes it's just about finding like what's going to work best for the unit and not so much players individually.
Blinn was kind of the best team there, weren't they?
Yes, they were the team to beat for sure. They're nationally ranked team. I don't know. They have multiple championships under their belt with the NJCAA Division I. Coach Terry Gamble is a very well-known coach in JUCO, a Division I world, a great, great coach. And not only playing great teams does it help, but also coaching against great coaches, because in the end, like, we're not in the same region, so we're able to give feedback to each other.
You swept then on both teams on Saturday.
Yeah, great volleyball to be had on Saturday. I think at the beginning of the day, I was like, I do not want to hear about what time we are leaving. We were focusing on one match at a time, but I think in the long run that those girls wanted to get home. It was hot. It was very hot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You went from, it's a different heat going from here to there, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the like 5 seconds we were outside, I may have got a sunburn. So it was hot.
Were the gyms comfortable?
They were freezing cold. So it was like you went into 108 degree weather and then into a freezing cold gym, like where we did not pack for that cold. So it was, it was fun.
It was good to get away and just face some different teams, right?
Yeah, I always like to take a South trip just because you get to see different teams. It's a different kind of play of volleyball than what we're used to up here. And it just makes you think of like, I really think it shows like the weaknesses that you have to work on before you start your region play. So I do like going there and playing some different teams. Just a different style of volleyball, still great volleyball, still high-level volleyball. I think that region is, they usually have 2 to 3 teams nationally ranked, just like we do, and great volleyball, and I really like going south.
You went into the tournament on a bright note with a big win at North Platte.
Yes, yeah, so great confidence there, I thought, and it really pulled through on that NCTC match. That was a really tough match, very close. And then, then we had the Blinn for the second match, and that was also it was a really good competitive game besides the fourth set, and we just kind of mentally didn't think we could do it, and we were gassed.
11-6 right now, and I think I looked back to this time last year, it's about the same record.
Yeah. And most of those losses are losses that shouldn't have been had, and we got to push forward and, one day at a time and just kind of remember what our end goals are, and everybody needs to make sure that they have that in mind when playing.
This week, you go Wednesday, Friday. First of all, Central comes to town Wednesday.
Yes, and Central currently is ranked in the Division II standings, and so they're having a really good season, very scrappy. Mary always has a really good program. Just makes you play there to their like level, and wish they're really good, and we just got to go and we got to play our game, and like I keep telling the girls, we got to stop playing against other teams and make them compete against us.
So no question, you're gonna have a challenge coming up Wednesday.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. And it's always fun playing Central. So
and then you turn around on Friday and at Beatrice.
Yes, so yep, quick trip to Beatrice and gonna play there on Friday and then come back. So
a couple of nice days of practice. You need some more work, don't you?
Yeah, we need a few things to figure out. That's the one great thing about long trips is that you get to watch a lot of film, see what you need to work on, and make some lists and get your practice plan ready to go for the week.